أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminded us about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's Qudrat and at the same time numerous favors that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon us. The Surah Luqman, and here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speak about Hazrat Luqman. Who was Luqman insofar as that is concerned? Also there is a difference of opinion. Some have stated that Luqman was in actual fact the nephew of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have also attributed other relationships to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, and then they say that Hazrat Luqman was granted a very long lifespan that it coincided with the time of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. In between, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Hazrat Dawood, Luqman used to be a person that guided his people if they required any form of guidance. He was a learned person, and hence he used to show them the various aspects of their deen. Whether Luqman was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, most of the commentators are of the opinion that he was not a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent we find that Luqman had stated on one occasion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the choice of becoming a Nabi of Allah, the choice of Nubuwat, and the choice of Hikmat, the choice of wisdom. So he says he chose wisdom over Nubuwat. When he was asked about this, that you were given the choice of Nubuwat and you were given the choice of wisdom, any person would have aspired to become a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously. So why did you not choose to become a Nabi? He said, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me the choice, then if I had chosen to become a Nabi of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance in executing the various functions of Nubuwat would have been withdrawn. In other words, I would have not been favored with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, I did not choose to become a Nabi. Rather, I chose to become a Hakim, a person that was endowed with the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him. And this is the norm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. It comes in the hadith, just by the way, it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that person that aspires for leadership, that person that canvasses, that he wants to become the Amir, he wants to lead the people, etc. And on that aspiration of his, that desire of his, then the leadership is given to him, then the withdrawal of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is experienced. But that person who is chosen by his people to become the leader, that person that is chosen by his people to lead the people, and then he accepts that position because the people had chosen him, then generally Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on that person all the time, the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and generally that person will lead with that guidance that is granted to him by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is just a point that we should remember. Then we will find that there is a converse matter with regards to Hazrat Luqman, in that some of the ulama have stated that he had hailed from this continent of Africa, he had hailed from Ethiopia, in other words he was African by his natural birth, and Luqman in that condition and in that state, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted him a great amount of wisdom. So we have the one opinion that he was the family of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, obviously hailed from the Bani Israel, and then we will find the converse that Hazrat Luqman had hailed from this continent of Africa, from Ethiopia. There are those that had given some form of description with regards to Hazrat Luqman. Some have said that he was a very short person, his lips were very thick, his nose was flat, and his feet were cracked. In other words, giving the description of a person that hailed from this continent of Africa. There were those commentators of the Quran Kareem, Sa'id ibn Musayyib, Rahmatullah Ali, for example, that when some person that was of African origin came to him to ask and inquire about some masail of deen, and the person that had asked obviously was a very bashful person, it was very difficult for him to ask this question, and hence when he asked the question, and in order to console him, the reply from Sayyid ibn Musayyib rahmatullah alayhi was that three people who hail from the continent of Africa were given very great honor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was the muadhin of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The second was a freed slave of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the third was Hazrat Luqman. So we find that over the generations and over the years, many of the ulama of this ummah had accorded a great amount of respect to Hazrat Luqman, and more than anything else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enshrined these eight ayats of the Quran Kareem, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Luqman, but we will come there. Wahab ibn Munabbi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the words of Luqman were so filled with wisdom that I had learnt about 10,000 of these words of wisdom about that Luqman used to speak about. Whatever he spoke generally were words of wisdom, and these words of wisdom were of such a nature that was of value to a person insofar as a person's maqsad and objective of life was concerned. The ulama have stated that if we start looking at these words of wisdom that he had mentioned, then one will find direction in one's life, one's heart will be inclined towards the hereafter, one will lead a life of morals and ethics, one will live a life of character and personality, and hence many of the people of the past used to learn these words of Hazrat Luqman so that they will bring it into their lives and they will be guided through the words of Luqman. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. Certainly we had granted Luqman hikmah, we had granted him wisdom, أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And amongst this was that become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, offer gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become appreciative to him. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then certainly he is thankful in favor of himself. In other words, it is for his own good, it is for his own benefit. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. Whoever is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever is unappreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent, and at the same time hamid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praiseworthy. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding, inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.